A homeowner on King Road in the Historic Residential Low Density, or HRL, district is requesting the Planning Commission approve a conditional use permit that allows her to use the house for nightly rentals. Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says the home is in a zone where nightly rentals are restricted due to narrow roads and restricted parking.
So on the west side of the valley, HRL allows nightly rentals as a conditional use. On the east side, up near Ontario Avenue, nightly rentals are not allowed in the zone. And that's a decision of the neighbors back in the late 80s, early 90s.
When asked if the city might consider changing the land management code to require a conditional use permit for all homes looking to have nightly rentals, in an effort to address how Airbnb and VRBO rentals have impacted the availability of long-term housing, Erickson says the city is having that conversation more in the realm of how it affects accessory dwelling units.
Accessory dwelling units are an allowed use in most zones outside of the historic districts, but not very many people are taking advantage of them. There is a restriction about not allowing an accessory dwelling unit to be a nightly rental. And so they're linked together at the arm, if you will, on how you allow for additional housing units and yet restrict nightly rentals.
Erickson says the city council is scheduled to discuss bringing the city's housing code up to compliance with state code in November. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.